Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is November 16th, 2022. Jimmy Van is not here. He wanted me to tell you guys that he absolutely does not have violent, explosive diarrhea. He wanted me to reiterate that. No, really, he doesn't have diarrhea, and that's absolutely not why he's missing the show today. So you're going to get two back-to-back weeks of what do you guys want to talk about, because next week I'll be here at noon, or I take off for the weekend. Myself and the fellow to my left, right, whichever the hell direction you're looking at, will both be at WrestleCade in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. If you have never been, you need to go. I'll be there meeting a bunch of you, doing a bunch of interviews. But we've got John Alba here. But that's not it, John. No. You're going to be here next Wednesday night.
Yes.
Because I will not be here with Alex Pawlowski. I'm heading home for the weekend, but... we're happy to have you here, John.
Yeah, man, I'm loving that I'm getting to do some work with Fightful. You know, I've wanted to do some work for a long time with Fightful. Now the opportunity presents itself, and I'm hoping in the future we get to do some more. And I really hope at WrestleCade you decide not to instigate any fights with anybody on a convention room floor.
I don't do that. I've never been known to do that. I would never do such a thing. I'll fight some people at Toy Vomit this week. Want to shout out my friends at Toy Vomit here in Lexington, Kentucky. They are doing a soft reopening this weekend, and then they're doing their full, hard, erect reopening in 2023. But guys, if you are not familiar with this show, this is sort of a preview of our Fightful Select Q&A show that I do every single week. Grapsody does them every other week as well. But this is the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About podcast. All of this show is dictated by super chats and humper chats and what you guys want to talk about. This show might be 4.5 minutes long for all we know. If you all don't care enough, then by God, we'll just get the hell out of here. But we've already got some super chats and humper chats. Head over to humperchats.com. For those of you who don't know, that is our Streamlabs platform that allows you to leave questions or statements before we go on the air, including Leaf Ninja, who sent one as far back as yesterday, says, me and my best friend are going to WrestleCade on Saturday for the first time. Mega excited. Hope to see you there. Well, I don't know where I'm going to be set up, but I absolutely will be there. And I was telling John off the air, have a bunch of interviews set up, but throughout the midday, it's like it's very busy for the talent. So I'm just kind of sitting around waiting for people to come to me and do interviews. John, is this your first WrestleCade?
It is my first WrestleCade.
Oh, I'm excited. Are you staying at 420 High Street?
I have not been told where I'm staying yet.
It's a shame. It's a shame. I feel like it won't even count as your first WrestleCade unless you stay at 420 High Street.
I have not been told where I'm staying yet. I know that Saturday, apparently, I'm doing some signings, but I imagine I'll be doing some interviews too. And then on Sunday, Matt Hardy and I are going to be hosting a 25 Years of Omega panel,
which is going to be
very, very cool. My gut says you might see some first name Sham, last name Pain.
Oh, hell yeah.
You might see some other famous Omega names that, man, if you haven't checked out our Omega episode of The Extreme Life of Matt Hardy, it's such a cool episode talking about that's my favorite part about WrestleKid, right? This is Hardy country. So it's going to be such a special weekend, and I'm very excited for that. I know you're excited for that panel, too.
I'm pumped up. I'm pumped up for the whole weekend. The guests are incredible. Unfortunately, the few WWE guests did end up being pulled off of there, but still just, gosh, probably 100-plus wrestlers there. Like, it's so awesome that something like that comes to a place like Winston-Salem, North Carolina, because I know a lot of younger fans don't know this, but especially in the Carolinas in the 80s, Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving weekend were huge for wrestling. And the line of thinking was, well, we've eaten Thanksgiving dinner. What do we do now? Let's go watch some wrestling. And it rocks Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm pumped for it.
And I want to say the match of the weekend is going to be Speedball Mike Bailey versus Dax Harwood. I cannot wait
God
for that.
Almighty.
I think, and I'm curious what you think, but I think Mike Bailey has had one of the greatest years any independent wrestler has ever had in terms of match quality. And we know how good Dax Harwood is. So the two of them together, I think this is going to be fantastic.
So here's an interesting note. I'm going to plug the Fightful Awards. We're doing our first ever Fightful Awards for 2022. It'll happen in early 2023. Fightful Select subscribers will be able to vote. Everything will have a write-in. The first two names that were nominated by our board for Wrestler of the Year in-ring were Speedball Mike Bailey and Dax Harwood. Not saying that those are the two runaways or anything, but when they pop into your mind, those are two of them. Speedball Mike Bailey has been killing it absolutely everywhere. I hope you get put at 420 High Street. I really do. For those of you who don't know, it is a rite of passage. Cher Delaware said, what is 420 High Street? And I said, it's a goddamn rite of passage. That's what it is. You don't tell anybody what it is. And then 2 minutes later, she goes, oh, Cash just told me it's that shithole you all stay in.
Maybe I'll stay at the Hardy compound that weekend. We'll see.
Oh, my. That's a good ways away, though.
That's about it's not terribly far out, but I have been told that House Hardy will be in attendance at WrestleKid.
So that's,
I'm very excited to meet the Gothic baby.
So that's Cameron, North Carolina, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna pull up. I'm gonna do some geography here. They spent some good money on that super chat, so we're gonna spend some time talking about North Carolina, buddy. An hour and a half. That's not that bad. All right, it takes you like 40 minutes just to get off the compound, though. Like,
that's true. That's a fair point.
For forever, his internet was so bad you couldn't do anything. I experienced that like 6 years ago. I had to Frankenstein a video interview together.
There's a reason why the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy is taped while he's on the road and not home. Because
is it still bad?
We prefer hotel Wi-Fi over whatever they have.
Listen, man, Jimmy's like, why don't you do the scrums anymore? And I'm like, because hotel internet's so bad, there's no point in me even trying to upload the thing.
4 hours to upload anything. Ugh.
Oh, my God. But, guys, if you are at Winston-Salem, which you should be, you got to go at least once.
Mm-hmm.
Come say hi to me. I'm going to be doing interviews there all weekend long. I'll be there through Sunday. But very, very pumped to meet all you guys. Matt Hennessy says, any word on if Roderick Strong is getting a call-up? He hasn't wrestled on NXT in a while, or is he just injured? I don't have any update on that. I had, you know, there were people trying to say he got released and he had gotten his release. I know he asked for it earlier this year, but he signed it
before Paul Levesque took over.
Exactly. And those are two different worlds right there, John.
Very much so.
And I even asked people at NXT that might know, and they're like, well, we just haven't been around each other much lately, but I haven't necessarily heard anything. If I were WWE, the last thing that I would do is hand AEW a perfect replacement for Bobby Fish in the Undisputed Era, John.
It would seem to be a wise decision not to do that. But it's also one of those situations where we know that Paul Levesque has respect for Roderick Strong and sees him as a valuable commodity to have on that roster. Roderick Strong is the kind of guy, I mean, people don't realize that Roderick Strong has been around people do know he's been around for a while, but he's up there in age in terms of performers. He just never had that big run on the WWE main roster. So some people may not put it in that context. It's kind of similar to Samoa Joe in that regard, but Roderick Strong is a guy that you want around your performance center, regardless of whether he's on camera or not. There's a lot that a guy like him can add.
To show you how long Roderick Strong has been around, Victoria, the former Tara in TNA, told me she got the Widow's Peak from Roderick Strong.
Wow.
Molly Holly had trained with him in like 99, 2000, 2001 when he was a kid. He was a teenager and he was doing that move and ended up showing Victoria that. And
he's 39 years old right now.
Yeah. Darren Walker says, where do you think Deonna Purrazzo turns up when she leaves Impact? I think AEW could be ideal. Could debut and attack Jamie to start the Britt versus Jamie feud. So if she leaves, John, I think it's pretty well documented. She's got two besties. One's in AEW. One's probably headed back to WWE. And the one that's headed back to WWE in Chelsea Green, we have seen the sum of those parts work out very, very well in Impact.
Very much so. And I tweeted this maybe 6 months after WWE released her. I could not fathom that WWE missed on Deonna Purrazzo. And keep in mind, that was Triple H's NXT. I do think that's worth mentioning here.
Missed on her, Chelsea, and Stokely. They were all parked for a year at a time under Triple H.
Now, with that said, I do believe that it would be impossible for a guy like Paul Levesque not to realize the value that Deonna Purrazzo would bring to the main roster product. I think she adds a different dimension to the WWE women's division. In the AEW women's division, a tremendous talent, but I'm still waiting for AEW to prove to me that it can book congruent storylines with the women. And so far, so good with this Saraya and Britt Baker thing. It's been good business in that regard. But if AEW can prove that, then sure, that becomes a viable option for her as well.
We have a Humper Chat from humperchats.com. Rye Gillian says, any update on Red Velvet? She was rolling with the baddies, then kind of disappeared. It's been a pretty long hiatus at this point. Sean, your work is the perfect compliment to watching pro wrestling. And John, I can't wait to see what's next for you. To that, I say about John, stay tuned. Our favorite phrase, stay tuned. Red Velvet's injured. She was injured right before the interview that she did with Grapsody. Grapsody was told to not ask her about it. She will be at WrestleCade next weekend. The baddies, I feel like, as a group, lost a lot of direction when Stokely Hathaway joined the firm. Because I love Jade Cargill, but as a group, man, having Stokely Hathaway with them really added something.
It was a really good pairing, and his personality fed well with them. Plus, the size stature between Stokely and Jade, the physical stature, was a great visual for your audience to see. So pulling him away, I understood why they did it in hindsight, given what they're trying to accomplish with the firm. But I'm totally with you. I think the baddies lost a little bit of steam in that regard. Plus, Jade Cargill is going to be a big baby face in that company. And I don't know if the baddies play super well into that.
We are getting a bunch of super chats, bunch of humper chats. I love it, guys. Keep us around. Joel Wood says, Matt Cardona seems to be trolling the internet today amidst WWE rumors. Do you expect both Cardona and Chelsea Green to return to WWE? Chelsea, yes. I know that she wanted to. She outright told me she wanted to earlier this year. Then when I was like, hey, I hear you're coming back, she tried to throw me off the trail and be like, they could have me back anytime they wanted me. I'm a free agent, yada, yada. I'm like, all right, buddy. Cardona's been trolling. I sent him a message directly today that said, hello, Matt Cardona, are you going back to WWE like Chelsea? And he replies, always ready, with a Z, because he is a jackass. I think they should. I think that he has proven that he... Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Can get over doing whatever it is that he's going to do. I always wondered, would the WWE be the right environment for that? But I think he could go from the preeminent WWE guy on the indies to almost like a smarmy indie guy in WWE, John.
100%. Did you see when he threw me under the bus on the internet claiming I stole his dog tags at the wrestling showcase?
Did you? Oh, tell me more.
I did not steal his dog tags. I was ringside as the sideline reporter. He threw his dog tags at me. I caught them and returned them to him after the match. He must have misplaced them, and he told the entire internet tagging me that I stole his dog tags.
Was he serious?
Yes. And I told Brian Myers, I go, can you tell your friend that I did not steal his dog tags? And I gave them back to him. So, yeah, he's definitely not on the John Alba good list this year for that. I'm awaiting my apology, but I will say this. I think he and Chelsea, as everything that Maria Kanellis and Mike Bennett should have been in WWE, would be a really good pairing and good business. And I said this on Twitter too, and on Patreon, by the way, wrestlingaccordingtoalba.com, that I feel that putting him in the new NXT as like the flag bearer of everything that was great in WWE, the old era of WWE, I think it would be hilarious to see a run with him like that, going after the Braun Breakers and all the sports entertainment guys. I think there's a lot of intrigue that would bring some eyes to the NXT product with that.
And the smaller that the average wrestler gets in pro wrestling, the bigger Matt Cardona looks, because he is a huge guy.
It's true.
He's a huge guy. Whiteout says, by God, what is John Alba doing in the Fightful Zone?
That would be Alba Johns.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. KE775 says, heard anything on Dewdrop? Any possibility she can come back as Piper Niven? Love to see her and Alba join Becky in a UK stable. John, are you joining Dewdrop and Becky?
I have no plans to do that, but I did thank Shawn Michaels on the post call for the last NXT show for the Thank You Alba chance. It was very, very cool.
Boom, super chat answered. Thanks for your $5. no, but really, I think Dewdrop had been battling like a nose injury, but she had mentioned possibly being Piper to Triple H in the past. I think it'll happen.
I think so too.
I think it's got to happen. Taylor says, heard anything recently about Adam Cole? Any chance of him returning to AEW in the near to distant future?
Plays for the Bengals now.
Yeah, he does play for the Bengals. I saw that. I can tell you guys, I dealt with a concussion and post-concussion syndrome for years, and still a little bit, like, I'll still have some issues with that. But for a good 2 years, I was like, why can't I ride in a car? Why can't I do anything without getting sick? And then just one day, it was better. It's hard to predict things like concussions. And he had been battling, like, a labrum injury throughout the year, like, from the Hangman feud on.
So I would imagine they're just going to take it slow with him. And I think that's probably the right move. But they could really use him back. They could really use him back.
They really could. And I think both you and I agree, Adam Cole, and there's going to be people who disagree on the internet, and that's fine. You're more than entitled to your opinion. But you and
no, I don't think they are entitled to their opinions.
Adam Cole can be the guy in AEW with the right investment and the right presentation. So don't rush it back. Wait for it to be ready. Have concrete plans of where you're going to go with him. Because quite frankly, the whole Red Dragon stuff and the Undisputed Era stuff really flamed out. And that was a great opportunity to make some money. So when you do get him back, let's have a presentation in mind and utilize him in the best way possible.
Guys, if you don't mind, leave us a thumbs up on this video. It goes such a long way in showing this to other people. And leave a comment on the actual video, not just a live chat. That also helps as well. Caden says, see you gents next weekend. Elite Rec Spec. Yeah, I believe Caden will be there. We're gonna treat him like the dopey intern that he is. We're going to hit him with a lot of double team moves. Elite Rec Spec, I think full gear. I think that's when they come back. Or announced for full gear.
I feel very confident the Elite will have a match at full gear.
I do too. If I were AEW, I would do Death Triangle versus the Elite.
And then the titles back.
And then at the end, I'd go lights out, lights on, House of Black.
Yeah, they could do that. I mean, they're clearly having packs splitting from Death Triangle soon. So
yeah,
which I don't know if that's the best move to go, but
if you've got Bandido and Roosh and a lot of guys like that, I think that my God, the Luchador stable would get so over. Jennifer Kathleen says, hope Jimmy feels better from his violent diarrhea. Absolutely not. In parentheses, soon. Which matches are you two most excited for at full gear? Thanks for the great show as always. I don't know about it. Okay, I am excited because anything that has me curious gets me excited. Saraya and Dr. Britt Baker DMD. Dr. Britt Baker DMD lays her shit in anyway. And Saraya wants to let everybody know that she is fine, she can work, and she's going to be good. I am also always excited about a Sting match because Sting was the first match I ever saw was Ric Flair on the top of one turnbuckle, Great Muda on the other, Sting climbing up a cage. And I've been fortunate enough in the year 2022 that all three of those guys were still working. Well, fortunate in the case of two of the three. I will never take for granted Sting wrestling. That being said, that fatal four-way for the ROH Championship, I'm excited about that. And Britt Baker and Saraya. What about you?
Should be a great match. I'm very upset that Daniel Garcia is not wrestling on this card. I thought this was a good chance to blow all that off. I'll tell you one match I'm very excited for. I'm excited for Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus in the cage because I have felt that Jungle Boy has so badly needed a big win on a pay-per-view in a one-on-one match. You throw in the cage, which will make it stand out a little more. I assume Jungle Boy's winning that match on his crusade to get one up on Christian Cage. I think this could be a really big moment for Jungle Boy because it's time. The crowd is accepting him as a legitimate player in AEW. And I think it's time to show that he can be a guy that you can throw into that main event scene in the not so distant future, especially if MJF is on a track to becoming champion. We know there's history there. It could be a really fun play. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing Jungle Boy standing above that cage, waving the arms side to side and getting that win.
Javier Martinez's opinion. Do we see Sasha this weekend? Well, it depends. Are you going to like a fashion show or something like that? Because if so, maybe. But otherwise, no, I don't think so.
I agree.
KE775 says, any guesses on who will round up the War Games teams? I think for the women, I think it'll be Candice LeRae at this point. For the men, I still think it'll be Kevin Owens.
Wasn't there a report that Candice was dealing with some injury?
Yeah. But if not her, I would say probably.
Owens too. Didn't Owens get hurt also?
Yeah, he sprained his MCL, which that could be a couple week thing, and you can mask it a lot in a 5-on-5 match. Otherwise, if you want me to go like if swing for the fences, Cody Rhodes and Becky Lynch, I'll swing for the fences there. That would be great.
I think if they have to make some sort of a quick pivot, because of an injury with Kevin Owens or something like that. Maybe they just end up throwing in a Riddle or someone of that nature just to fill the gap. I wouldn't hate if a guy like Bron Breakker got the call because he's the champion and proved to the bloodline guy. I think that'd be a cool little thing. On the women's side, if it's not Candice LeRae, that is a tough.
It's got to be a big surprise. Otherwise,
yeah.
You got to call on Charlotte or Becky or somebody like that.
Maybe they just throw Raquel Gonzalez in there, but
yeah.
You know.
Well, if you want to call upon the old WWE network interface and you don't want to deal with Peacock, guess what, John? NordVPN.com/Fightful has you covered. 4 additional months free, a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already great deal. I'm going to be traveling a lot. I'm going to be heading to Charlotte, to Winston-Salem, back and forth, airports, hotels. And let me tell you, I'm not trusting that North Kakalaki Wi-Fi. It's unsecured. NordVPN.com/Fightful protects you, and it allows me to watch all my shows on the road. Normally, I wouldn't be able to watch the Bengals game on that Sunday because I'd be out of my area. NordVPN.com/Fightful fixes that while blocking online trackers, malware, and annoying pop-up ads on the fastest VPN in the world. And I get to use it on my phone, my desktop, my laptop, whatever it is I'm bringing with me on that trip. I can hook it up to the TV, the router, anything with NordVPN.com/Fightful. And you can get pay-per-views at a much more affordable rate. This effectively pays for itself. But with those additional 4 months free, hot diggity dog, what a deal. And a 30-day money-back guarantee means you have nothing to lose. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Bridget Hewlett sends us a very generous super chat. Says, do you know what's going on with Danhausen? He posted some stuff that makes him look like he's going full evil. So let's show people what she means. Yes, this is horrifying, in fact. I love it. This is very much like the original concept of Danhausen. It was not very nice. It was simply very evil, John. And I mean, I think there is a reinvention, a rebirth in this type of thing. Not only do I think there's a reinvention and a rebirth, but it's almost, I can't believe I'm comparing it to this. It's almost like American Badass Taker, where people after that, like after a run of that, they will be longing for the Danhausen that they know and love. And there will be money in a switch as well. Yes. I think Danhausen is he's very smart about how he does everything, but also it was very smart of him to post that on Twitter. And I don't know if he gave Brody King the heads up or Brody King just did it, but Brody was like, this is the same guy. Okay. Cause I mean, you know what that starts? It starts the House of Black rumors. And Danhausen, I think, is a strong enough performer to where he could make that work in whatever facility you want, John.
The Househausen, if you will, on top of that.
There you go.
I'm with you on that. And it definitely adds layer. Anytime you can add layers in pro wrestling, it's always a good thing. Layers create story and they build character, and it could just all be a rib and there's nothing to it. But if Danhausen could have layers, then that shows a lot of people can have layers.
And I love it. I mean, there's also something whenever he wants to take the paint off eventually, like there's a thing there. And I just think that he was one of the most brilliant guys during the pandemic, especially. Because he showed you that, you know, while it sucks that he can't go to wrestling shows, he can get over without any of that.
Big
and time. That was really emerging before the pandemic, but he was the runaway victor of the pandemic. Like he was to what Otis failed with, not Otis, but WWE booking, because when the pandemic hit, Otis lost the crowd that was behind him. He lost the reaction to the Mandy Rose thing. He lost so much. Danhausen is like the anti that, in that he was like, you know what? I can talk to a camera and I can talk to this guy that's behind the camera as well. And I can get over by playing off of an audience that isn't even reacting. So now that they do get to react, boy, does he have an awful lot to go off of.
And
go ahead.
Danhausen also learned how to monetize pro wrestling in ways that most pro wrestlers did not. And I think that leverages his credibility, and it gives also goodwill with the fan base, because the fan base knows, okay, let's wait and see what he's, we're going to let it play out, Sean Ross Sapp, and see what Danhausen has in store for us.
I love everything that he does. He gets the smallest things over. He's so quick-witted. He's so brilliant with that. And I would love to see that character play out, but also occasionally, like when he switches back, you'll see glimpses of it through the evil persona too, where he kind of goes back and forth. Oh, I can't wait. I hope that happens. What else we got? JJ says, never thought Jeff Jarrett and Sting would share the ring again. And Kaz is going for the Impact World title. It's 2022, not 2006. Can't wait. Much love, all. I mean, there's so much history to play off of with Sting and Jeff Jarrett.
And I'm sure in 2006, people didn't think Sting and Jeff Jarrett would share a ring again. And then there they were. So, yeah, man. Listen, I want to give flowers to Jeff. I know some of the stuff that he's been doing in AEW has been hit or miss with some people. But I think that it was said perfectly. If cats have nine lives, Jeff Jarrett's got 10. And
yeah,
he has managed to stay. He's in the best shape of his life right now. He looks like $1 million. When he's working in the ring, he's still really good. And yep, I think that's a great combination of guys, Darby Allin, Jeff Jarrett, and Jay Lethal, to have in the ring with a 62-year-old Sting.
One of the best pieces of advice I ever got from an in-ring perspective was Christopher Daniels, because I think as long as you've watched Christopher Daniels, you've maybe seen one botch, and it was last year. And he said he never does anything in minute 3 that he couldn't do in minute 30. Mm-hmm. Well, Jeff Jarrett never did anything in 1989 he couldn't do in 2022. And I respect that an awful lot. He's going to be 80 and he'll still be able to do the stroke and the figure four. Like, what are you, like, I love it. It's brilliant.
Punches, it's nice and easy. He sells well. Listen, man, Jeff is a real good in-ring performer. And I think having him with Jay is the perfect counteract for Darby Allin and Sting.
Guys, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. We do still have a few left, but this show goes as long as you guys are here sending super chats and humper chats. I will be live right after this for the post show on Fightful Select. Over on Fightful Select, which is the best $5 in wrestling, today we have that post show. We have a thing called Select Portions now, where we're giving you all kinds of notes, everything from behind the scenes Fightful news. We had some interview notes from Richard King. That's dropping tomorrow in the spotlight. Some Vince McMahon news. We had some WrestleCade news in relation to WWE. But right before we went on the air, I dropped news of WOW trying to bring in an AEW talent before she signed with AEW. And what happened? What happened with that? Every day. It's not just once every few days or once every week. Like twice a day, we have exclusive news that you'll find first on FightfulSelect.com. Try it out, $5. Mr. CJ Lilly says, hey, SRS, you mentioned not having enough titles, prizes on Raw and SmackDown. What about reviving the European Hardcore Championships as extra titles, with US and IC being the main TV championship? So to elaborate on this, I have an issue with them not having the world title or the tag titles on Raw, then kicking the 24/7 title to the curb, then immediately saying, U.S. title, number one. Well, you don't have to have the U.S. title be number one. You right. could just put a world title over there. That's all you have to do. As far as the European Hardcore Championships, well, John, to me, if you were going to do that, just don't get rid of the 24/7 title. It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
It would make sense when NXT Europe launches for the European Championship to be the main championship there, resurrected. So I hope that they do go that route.
But they just kicked off, or they got rid of the UK Championship. They could have rechristened that.
They could have rechristened it. Absolutely. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Also, the flip principle of that is just you have your world champion show up on both shows, as it was originally intended back in 2002, where the world champion was active on both shows because they're representing the company. So,
and how long that lasts? Like 5-6 months before Brock is exclusive to whatever. Yeah, it went from April to August, September, early September.
Not even, because it was when Bischoff brought the big gold back.
And, well, yeah, but I mean, that was after Brock won it at SummerSlam.
So I'm saying, so it was, about 4 months or so. But yeah, I feel like titles, and kudos to this Paul Levesque era where they have definitely put more of a precedence on the Intercontinental and the U.S. Championship. There's no doubting that. But with that said, I'm curious to see how long the dual world championship experiment lasts. I really...
Kevin's saying it's better with one main champion. No, it's not. And you don't watch Raw. And I know that because you just posted that comment. There is nothing on Raw. Like, there's nothing for the tag teams to fight for. There's nothing for anybody to vie for at the top of the card. Like, listen, you can try to hop on cable TV and tell me that the U.S. title is the top prize on Raw. And yeah, by default, it is. And Seth Rollins will work really hard to make that a reality.
And what's one easy way to fix that, Sean, is that when a world title or a championship is not on that show actively, have people vying to be the number one contender for the championship. So if the prize itself is not there, at least set this other prize where people will get a chance to fight for it. So if the Usos are in a tag program on SmackDown, well, then the Raw tag team should be having some sort of melee to determine, okay, who's going to be the number one contender for when the Usos bring it back over to Raw. I think that's just how you create intrigue. We have seen significantly less of that in WWE over the last 10 years where you're crowning number one contenders. Remember, back on pay-per-view matches in the late 90s, early 2000s, you would have pay-per-views with matches to determine a number one contender. And yes, we just didn't see that anymore.
What NXT, they created a whole damn match type, which we broke on FightfulSelect.com. Yes. Tony says, any predictions on the Full Gear buy rate? You're not fooling us, Tony G. We know what your last name is. We know you're out here picking our brains. If All Out did 135 at a floor, I think Full Gear maybe 110-ish, which is still very successful for AEW.
I think a lot of people are going to buy this pay-per-view to see MJF win the championship.
Yeah, I hope so.
Big draw. And it will be a judge. Truthfully, it will really give us an idea, variable wise, of how much of a needle mover is MJF.
So All Out did between 135 to 142 per Meltzer. If it does 125, I think, like, boy, that is a huge statement for MJF to be like, listen, I don't have 20 years of booking behind me, and look what happened. We know that Moxley is a good part of that equation. We have seen the TV numbers for MJF. This will be a big test. Dante says, guys, any news on Statlander? AEW's women's division can use her. Well, they ain't going to use her for about 9 months, unfortunately. She tore up her knee again, and that's going to be a while. She was at... Go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry.
She was at the show where Orange Cassidy won the All-Atlantic title. She was there celebrating in the ring, but she hurt her knee in August, and it's been about 3 months, so... We're looking at 8-9 months, maybe.
You know who I miss on TV a lot, who also injured her knee? Legit Layla Hirsch.
I miss her
a lot on TV, and I hope that we get to see the two of them back sooner than later.
I heard from her recently. I asked how she was doing, and she told me better than expected. She said recovery is going a lot better, so that's good to hear.
I want to say this real quick. So I think I shared this briefly on social media, Sean. There was a pitch at one point for me to work on the indies with Layla where we were going to do the reverse Rocky IV, where she was going to be Ivan Drago and I was going to be her like mouthpiece. And I think that is such a money idea for AEW to do something like that with her and utilize her as just this badass Russian who really kicks ass. And then you have a male talking piece for her who's a little wimp. I think that's a really good package for something like that.
Yeah, she tore up her knee too. She is much closer to returning than I believe that Statlander is, because she got hurt in April.
Yeah,
and if there's one thing Layla's gonna do, it's work those legs. I mean, my God, man. So I expect her. I hope she'll be back in the spring. Jorge Rosa says, thoughts on the trademark Sasha acquired. Do you think it's separate business like Bianca signing with a talent agent and remains with WWE? I think she's being smart about her IP and monetizing what she can. And maybe she'll have a clothing line, perfume line, a lot of that stuff. It's hard to believe she won't necessarily do like some sort of fashion stuff. But a lot of these trademarks do cover wrestling contests. So I mean, maybe it's just wise of her to get this stuff done. I haven't heard a peep about her in WWE. I know a lot of people said she's coming back. She's coming back. I've not reported that because I've not heard a peep about it, John.
I did see there was a convention in May, I think it is, that was billing her as formerly known as Sasha Banks, which was pretty interesting.
When WrestleCade hit her up, they were going to bring her in. They were going to pay the price, and they were told nothing wrestling till after January 1st. To me, they would have just been told nothing wrestling, period, if she was headed back. Mr. CJ Lilly says SRS had to do one today. How do you feel about the Bray Alexa story? The rib is that CJ Lilly always asks about Alexa. Do you feel it's on the back burner with War Games, as it seems to be dropped this week with so many other stories? Does she turn up War Games or do they save it? I just think, Mr. CJ Lilly, that it popping up behind Alexa was a way to get people to go, ooh, or perk up their ears, because it's happened with multiple people, John, not just her. Also, I am real pumped to see LA Knight, Bray Wyatt promos. Yeah. Boy, you want to talk about out of nowhere. I hadn't even considered these two brushing up against each other in the hallway, much less having promos against each other. And LA Knight going, take it, shove it anywhere. It gives you pleasure. I don't care. Oh, my God. Because for a long time, what WWE and Vince would do is he wouldn't put somebody out there with Bray that would overpower him on the mic. But, hey, let him sink or swim. Let him rock with it. I think this is great. I don't think that they're heading towards an Alexa thing, though.
Yeah, I don't see anything happening with Alexa anytime soon. And I think there was a lot of stink attached to that also. So let's leave that on the side. Yeah, it can be very exciting to see this weird dichotomy between LA Knight and Bray Wyatt. I'm really happy for LA Knight. He's a guy that has long deserved an opportunity like this. And like you said, sink or swim. And we'll see what happens with him.
Guys, we have a couple of great interviews dropping this week. I did one with Jake something at Black Label Pro. That is out now. Later this week, Matt Young with Eric Bischoff, a guy that John Alba knows a little bit about.
Yeah.
Does Strictly Business with Eric Bischoff. But check those out.
Yeah, that's actually becoming a main feed show tomorrow. So starting every Thursday, you will be able to hear Eric Bischoff and I talk Strictly Business, where I yell at him for stuff, he yells back at me, and we talk the business of the business.
Hope you're getting a raise for it. Doubt it, though.
Darren
Walker says
that is Strictly Business. That ends.
Darren Walker says, any news on Jonathan Gresham? Is he still under contract to ROH? Would he be back with all the heat after Death Before Dishonor? Anybody can do business. It's pro wrestling. The Ultimate Warrior came back multiple times, and boy, did things get messy there. So with Jonathan Gresham, I was told that that GCW, first off, didn't ask permission to use him, and they're not supposed to be using AEW talent. But I also heard that Jonathan Gresham was backstage at a recent Impact show with Jordan Grace. And John, I believe that if Jonathan Gresham was available, Impact Wrestling would be using him right now because they wanted him before. If I were Jonathan Gresham in AEW, I'd wait till they get the TV deal and say, hey, man, let's do water under the bridge. Let's come back. I have long said that I think, and I know a lot of people just don't see it with Jonathan Gresham. I do. I see him as 2022 Taz, as the small guy that can tie you in knots, and there ain't a fucking thing you can do about it. You can smirk at him and go, hey, little fella, and then that fire hydrant is going to tie you up into a pretzel and embarrass you in front of everybody. And I think that, like, him coming back and dropping Jericho on his head would be, like, a really, really cool thing, because we know how much he cares about ROH, that championship belt. I don't know the terms that they're on, but I think if Impact could use him, they'd be using him.
Yeah, and I believe that whatever AEW's TV deal looks like for Ring of Honor, whatever that may be, streaming, I think the debut of that, or leading into the debut of that, would be the perfect time to reintroduce him to the audience as one of those true flag bearers of the brand.
King Enigma asks a tough one, which I do have some info on. He says, Sean, Kevin Gill has not appeared or been mentioned on GCW in some time, seemingly replaced by Dave Prazak. Have you heard any details on what led to them parting ways? I haven't heard about what led to them parting ways, but I had somebody connected with GCW that keeps on, like, hinting to me, like, he's gone. I mean, first off, he's working Circle 6, and I can tell you that Circle 6 and GCW are not on good terms with one another. They they very much do not like one another. But Kevin Gill was not brought in for the, I don't know if it's the Boardwalk Show, whatever Gage versus Moxley was. He wasn't brought in for that. Now, it was confusing because Brett Lauderdale said, oh, he's doing Control Center stuff and announcing every show. But I had somebody in GCW that's like, yo, he was trolling. I've asked Kevin Gill. Kevin Gill hasn't really given me any information. But I, as of now, I don't think that he's going to be on there anytime soon.
Yeah, and he's made it clear on social media, too, that he's taken as many bookings as he can.
Exactly. So. Exactly. KE775 says, heard any plans for the remaining NXT UK talent, ones they're going to bring to Florida, and that will wait for NXT Europe? Well, there are very clearly a few that are going to wait for NXT Europe, but, I mean, there were a few that thought they were moving to Orlando, but then they looked at the money and they're like, we can't feasibly do that. To the point, John, where World of Sport is like, we back. Let's do it again. Because, I mean, the World of Sport got killed by NXT UK. So they're taking a look. And I think, and it's probably smart of World of Sport to be like, hey, guys, don't sign with NXT Europe. We've seen what happens when WWE tries this. So I think that there will be some people that end up signing with World of Sport and trying to go that route.
That was good.
Adam Weller says, do you think WWE might throw big money at CFO and the label? Triple H values music. I think having distinct catchy music across the card would be huge.
I don't believe CFOs exist anymore.
They don't. They split up. FightfulSelect.com broke that news last year. There were some management issues and some things there. I don't believe that they will be back together. I don't believe that we will necessarily have them back. I do think that WWE should probably just get over it and use some of those themes. Like Matt Riddle's theme from CFOs is way better.
And I'll say this too, Sean. I do believe WWE's music has been lacking in the past couple of years. And if somebody is to embrace wrestling, all of X the guy. There are so many great wrestling music content creators out there who I believe totally deserve a look at freelancing some themes for WWE. And I think that would be a great idea.
I do too. Plus, the amount of people that would just volunteer their music to WWE is incredible.
The exposure alone.
Yeah. I mean, God, it kept Saliva afloat for a decade. Stu says, you've said the Young Bucks didn't tell you about the Punk getting Cabana off AEW situation, but hypothetically, if they did, would you say, yeah, they told me, or would you have not commented? Well, it depends on the situation. First off, I'll say this. I'll never lie to my audience, period, ever. I'm just never going to do that. Never going to lie to you guys. And I've even said when I take like wrestling bookings, I will make it abundantly clear situations that are a work and all that. There is nothing, there is no wrestling booking, whether it be performing or in ring, that is more valuable than our audience. So I don't really hate Shaz and McKenzie. We're gonna work a match one day. Like it's that type of stuff. I'm not gonna lie to my audience about who told me stuff and who didn't tell me stuff. I wouldn't comment if they had told me, but they absolutely did not tell me. Nobody connected to them told me.
It's also journalistically very important to protect your sources.
Yeah.
When your sources come to you in confidence that you will protect them, you as a journalist have to do that. And if you go back on that, you've ethically gone back on all of your own morals. I've been subpoenaed to court twice over protecting sources, but that's the name of the game. And when you get into reporting, you have to understand that that is something that comes with the territory.
Yep. And fortunately, journalists have an awful lot of protections in that situation. But I mean, look, today, Jeff Passan posted sources familiar with the trade revealed that Oscar Hernandez is being traded to Seattle. Well, you don't have a lot of people going like liar over that. Like you just, it's the nature of reporting, and that was the feeling in the locker room. And if you couldn't tell, it was made very, very clear when Colt Cabana came back.
I also liked how you pronounced that name. You said Oscar Te Hernandez, where it was Te Oscar Hernandez.
Oh, my God. I just Yogi Berra'd it. Yeah. Throwback said, first off, thank you guys for making the last 2 years great. As of late, have been extremely depressed, and the stuff you guys put out always cheered me up. What are your expectations of War Games? Are you going? What is the surprise of the night at the show? That I'm not going, albeit WrestleCade in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I did ask WWE if they'd be doing media there. They're not. I was surprised by that because they did do it last year. But my expectations, we're going to get a main roster War Games. I think there's going to be a lot of people showing out to make Triple H's, not just his vision, damn near his fetish, John, something that like they want to impress him. They want to make good on this.
Yeah, they do. It's they will deliver. I feel pretty confident in that, and I think it will be a good show. Anything can be better than last year's Survivor Series, because I thought last year's Survivor Series was one of the most nothing WWE pay-per-views of all time. Yeah. And I remember being in that arena watching the show, and outside of Jeff Hardy's reaction that he got, I don't remember anything standing out about that show.
SAS says, if they don't know how to take the title off Roman, why not combine Roman's two titles into one and introduce a new world title for Raw? Well, I wouldn't do that ever for one reason. One of those titles is the WWE Championship, and through all the goofy shit, the big gold and the SmackDown and the Raw and the Unified, that title, that lineage has long existed. Mm-hmm. If I were WWE, I would tie in the Universal title lineage with a former title as well. I would clean a lot of that up to where the titles on Raw, the tag titles on Raw, were not the former SmackDown titles. But here's a way. A triple threat match for one of the titles and Roman doesn't get pinned. Hot dog, there you did it. I'm a miracle worker.
Remember when the Street Profits and the New Day traded their championship?
Oh, God damn. It's so annoying. And Becky and Charlotte and what all that did? Oh, my God. Jesus. Joel Wood sends a very generous one and says, okay, I'm going to add a twist to my usual question, and I'd like John's opinion as well. Too bad. End of chat.
Well, that's it. See you later.
He says, we don't think Sasha and Naomi return this year. Do you foresee either one of them returning to a wrestling company besides WWE? John, I think that Sasha stands much of a bigger opportunity of that than Naomi. Sasha is going to get a lot of offers. I'm not saying Naomi won't, but Sasha has long spoke of her desire to wrestle in Mexico and Japan, all that.
Sasha Banks is one of the few true metric needle movers that exist in wrestling today. It's trackable. You can see that.
Yes.
She does it inside wrestling. She does it outside of wrestling. Sasha Banks doesn't need wrestling anymore. Sasha Banks has proven she can break into crossover media. I think she still has that itch to, as you said, do things in certain areas. And if an opportunity were to present itself with another company to do such a thing, well, then maybe she would explore that option. I'm with you on Trinity. I'm not so certain that she would go elsewhere. And if she does, I don't see her being the top guy, top gal in one of those territories.
I'll have some more news on Naomi on FightfulSelect.com in the coming weeks. Tony G says, I'm not Tony Khan, but if you want to talk about how great he is, I'm listening. Anyway, Jorge Rosas says, Miro versus Sheamus. I like Tony, by the way. He's great to us. Still trying to get an interview, but Jorge Rosas says, Miro, Sheamus, Gunther for the title at Mania 39. Nope, Miro has a very, very good long-term contract. Guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. We're going to do some outros momentarily. Go ahead, John.
I just want to say on top of that, If John Cena's not in some celebrity match against like a Logan Paul or something like that, I would love to see Cena versus Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship. Yeah. That's the championship Cena hasn't had. There's an easy story to tell there. And I've always said this. Gunther is like the prototypical 1980s Hulk Hogan heel. And who's the closest thing you've had to Hulk Hogan? John Cena. So I think the two of them would make magic together.
Well,
and
Omos.
It would be...
Omos is the closest thing to Hogan.
No.
He's great. Anyway. He's so fast.
Anyway, my point being, I think Cena and Gunther, if that is a route that they ever want to go, I think that would be magic.
Guys, I want you to leave a thumbs up on this video. I would greatly appreciate you guys. We are back here for the post-AEW show. Xavier wraps us up and says, chances for her coming into New Japan Stardom. I think if she is a free agent, I think the chances are very, very good. Okay. I would put the chances higher than her going to AEW just because it is a very much a I'll do whatever I want type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that's the case. John, tell the people where they can find you, what you got going on.
You popped me a couple times in the last couple minutes of this thing, so I appreciated that. Hey, I have so much going on right now. I'm hoping to be doing a little more work here with Fightful in the coming weeks. You'll see me next week on the post-Dynamite show with Alex Pawlowski, as you said prior to that. I have Wrestling According to Alba, which is my wrestling Patreon, which I do a whole bunch of stuff there. And I launched the Alba Media School, which is one-on-one consulting for anyone who is an aspiring or maybe just even experienced content creator, journalist, on-air talent, yes, writer, editorialist, whatever you may be. I've got 10 plus years of professional media experience at every single level, national, regional, and local, and I can help you refine your skill set. That's albamediaschool.com. And yeah, I'm the host.
The Everest Institute of Media, I'm told.
Yes, very much so. Kevin Gill is actually someone who reached out to me.
Hell yeah.
So you never even know there. But The Extreme Life of Matt Hardy drops every single Friday wherever you get your podcasts, and Strictly Business every single Thursday wherever you get it. And thank you, Graham, for that. I appreciate that.
The Matt Hardy podcast is incredible. I got to sit in. I can't remember if it was earlier this year.
It was in March.
I got to sit in on the recording of one of those. And with all the stuff that Matt's been through and him cracking his head on concrete, I was like, my God, this dude has phenomenal recall. Like, he would remember little things like about footwork and how it affected him.
Our last two episodes on MVP and Eddie Guerrero were two of my favorite. The MVP one, the stories he told in that about that feud and Evander Holyfield and John Bradshaw Layfield nearly getting knocked out by Evander Holyfield's shoot backstage. There's a lot of great stuff there. So I appreciate you listening. Thank you.
Evander Holyfield, who once won an award from Jimmy that he gave back to Jimmy, and then is now making CBD gummies at the shape of his ear with Mike Tyson. Love to see it.
Yes, we talked about that on Out of Bounds, which is part of the Know Your News Network.
There you go. It
drops every single Monday live at 6 p.m., myself and Mia O'Brien. So that's a Jimmy Van product, if you will. And I did not have diarrhea, nor did Mia. So
there you go. Speaking of products, guys, we have added stickers to the Fightful shop. We are going to be adding a ton of new designs. I'm going to be upgrading the quality of a lot of those items. And we're going to be getting rid of a lot of older shirt designs that are no longer relevant. So if you ever missed something, you ever wanted to pick up something, check it out. Some of you that are on the $10 tier of Fightful Select might have some coupons saved up as well. But Ryan Martin says, Sean, any updates on Charlotte, Becky, and Randy? I'm shocked Charlotte has not returned yet. I would be shocked if we see Randy this year, John, like in any capacity. That was a pretty rough injury he sustained.
I don't foresee Randy Orton back anytime soon.
And Charlotte and Becky, all I know is that I was told that Becky would not have been able to get near a ring until the start of November. And I mean, get near a ring. Charlotte, I have no idea what's got her out so long. It could
Conrad
be
said on the Flair podcast this past week that she's healthy, she's totally good, and it's just a matter of business at this point. So,
all right, well, guys, again, leave a thumbs up. We are back here tonight. Follow John Alba. We want to thank him for joining us. You're going to be seeing more of him. Until next time, guys, we're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.